Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
Myra Steepers, you're a psychologist and around here also known as a personal trainer for the mind. You've got two more of these thinking errors tips for us.
I do. Another one, this is a really, really common thinking error this week on Mind Games, and it's the overgeneralizing. It's where we take one specific situation and we generalize it to our whole experience. So the thoughts are often things like, I always, this always. Typically, you think of yourself that I always make mistakes or everyone thinks I'm stupid. So you take an isolated incident and make it about all time and all of you rather than just what happened. So the challenge, how to correct this, is to be specific and try not to overgeneralize. Have a look at the specific nature of the situation and don't make it just about you or always, you know, make it just about that specific point in time. And ask yourself, what are the facts in this situation? What are the actual things that are known, and how are they? And try not to, try to be aware of what are the facts and what are your interpretations. So number eight in the common thinking errors is along those lines as well. It's looking at the facts versus the feeling and the thinking. Sometimes our emotions can get in the way of reasonable ways of looking at things, and also of actually seeing the reality for the way things are. So if we get too overwhelmed in our thinking or even in our feeling, then we sometimes start to not see reality the way that it could be seen. So the challenge is to stick to the facts. Ask yourself, what are the facts in this situation? What is known? And again, ask yourself from a third person point of view, what would a third person looking at my situation say are the facts? What is the story here? Am I confusing my feelings with the facts? Just because I'm feeling this way, does it mean that this is the way it actually is? So you're making a distinction between how you're feeling and the actual facts and the reality. And the reason that this is important is that if we continually respond all the time from our feelings, then we start to move away from adaptively working with the way things are for us in our reality, and we miss things in our reality. So it's important to keep things to the facts, and then you can actually respond accordingly.